Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we are hearing it once again. This time it's with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, Kareem, back in the 1980s, I was a big fan of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm going to say this man here has been messing up his legacy big time. And, you know, it started off during the pandemic when he was pushing all that mess. And now we know that certain people got paid, you know, by the federal government to push that narrative. Now we know. And now he weighed in on the situation with Will Smith and Chris Rock. Now, the last podcast, we talked about Will Smith. We talked about people talking about setting us back 100 years. Well, there's another narrative that's going along with the slave mentality that we have to address. And the reason why I'm addressing this is because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a known figure. He isn't the only one that has said this. Actually, this was said to me personally yesterday, what I'm going to address here in this podcast. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has said that, you know, what Will did, a lot of more damage than just to Chris Rock's face. And he says that that with a single blow, he says Smith advocated violence. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. What are you talking about? Kareem continues to say he diminished women. How? How did he diminish women? He didn't say nothing about women. He talked about his wife. He said insulted the entertainment industry. How did he insult the entertainment industry? Okay. And perpetuated stereotypes about the black community. That's the part more so that I want to focus on. Perpetuated stereotypes about the black community. I've been hearing that. Oh, he's being a stereotype of what they already say about black men. Oh, well, look at what he did. Now, let me continue before I ride down on that. We're talking about these stereotypes and who this so-called stereotypes came from, right? Now, they said that although the NBA legend described Smith as charming, sincere, and funny, it said person during their various meetings, it said Abdul-Jabbar said Smith's act of violence is damaging to people of color. See, I had somebody come on my TikTok, told me about, oh, this is a great thing for POC. So the first thing I think I told them back is, what's a POC? You know, what is that? I'm always going to ask you that question. What's a POC? Because we black over here. We know we're not POC. I don't know what that is. Is it because it perpetuates negative racial stereotypes? Who brought up the racial negative stereotypes, right? Nobody really mentioned a stereotype. Matter of fact, I ain't even heard white people in unison bringing up saying, you know, well, this is what they say about black men. You see, I haven't even heard that from white people, but I'm seeing all these bootlicking shines sitting up here saying all this. Now, let me continue. Well, what he was saying is that one of the main talking points from those supporting the systemic racism in America is characterizing blacks as more prone to violence and less able to control their emotions. According to Abdul-Jabbar, 74. Now, you remember I told y'all, I have a thing about being an old fool. I never want to be 74 years old and be an old fool. I want to be a wise man, not an old fool. And he should know better than this comment. He said, Smith just gave comfort to the enemy by providing them the perfect optics they were dreaming of. Many will be reinvigorated to continue their campaign to marginalize African-Americans and others through voter suppression. Oh, here we go. Here we go with the Democrat. Oh, my God. So he's a Democrat shield, because when I hear that terminology, I say, Jesus. Okay, let me continue before I ride down on Kareem. Say Abdul-Jabbar says Smith's tearful, self-serving acceptance speech was worse than the slap. The speech was about justifying his violence. Those who protect don't brag about it in front of 15 million. They just do it and shut up. You say you don't do it as a movie promotion, claiming how you're like the character you just won an award portraying. And he said Abdul-Jabbar says Smith's display of toxic bro ideal. Oh, God. Are you trying to say toxic masculinity? Jesus, what happened to you, Kareem? What happened to you? Can influence others to react in a similar manner. On the flip side, Abdul applauded Rock's grace and maturity for maintaining his composure after the slap. He said young boys, especially black boys, watching their movie idol not just hit another man over a joke, but then justify it as him being a superhero-like protector, are now much more prone to follow his childish footsteps. No, they're not. No, they're not. What you're trying to say are people are dumb. And if they see Will Smith do it, they're going to do it. I really think people aren't that dumb. He said, perhaps the saddest confirmation of this is the tweet from Smith's child, Jaden, and that's how we do it. Now, he continued on. He said, there's no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. A violence of all forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior. He said, of course, we tell you this is what Will said at last night's Academy Awards, unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. He said, I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line. I was wrong. I'm embarrassed for my actions, and they're not indicative of who I want to be. But, you know, the point of me doing this this whole podcast this morning is the when he talked about the going to perpetuate negative stereotypes about the black community, particularly black men. And then he made another comment, says that Smith just gave comfort to the enemy by providing them with the perfect optics they were dreaming of. Many will be reinvigorated to continue their campaign to marginalize African Americans. And he mentioned others. I don't know why others came involved with this. I thought it was just had to do with black people. And he mentioned his Democrat position about voter suppression. Newsflash. If someone is your enemy, they don't like you. It don't matter what you do. It don't matter how much education you get. It don't matter how well you speak the white king's English. It doesn't matter if you curtsy. It doesn't matter if you have the most manners in the world. It doesn't matter if you cut your hair short. It doesn't matter if you grow locks. It doesn't matter if you have an afro. It doesn't matter whatever you do, if you're tall, short, skinny, overweight, in between, if you're a good dresser, you're a bad dresser, if you know you are from the hood or you're from the suburbs and you know you have lived a privileged life as a black person. Don't matter where you come from. Don't even matter if you're homeless. It doesn't matter if you're all the way up to the president of the United States with a white mama, but you got a black daddy. They don't like you. They don't like you. It's nothing you can do to make them not like you more. Before Will Smith had went up on that stage, they didn't like black folk. Okay? Why do you think it even matter what you do? See, this is the problem with this white validation that's in the mind of you slave mentality black people. This is what the problem is. You sitting up here looking for white validation, and you got an old fool by the name of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, okay, sitting up here saying that what one black man did is going to sit up here and give the quote-unquote enemy, just say the white supremacist, just call it what it is. Why are you afraid to say the white supremacist? Give the white supremacist ammunition to not like black people. The white supremacists have not liked black people for the past 500 years. Okay, way before black folks even got any kind of money, any kind of notoriety. They didn't like black folks when they brought them over here. They didn't like black folks, the ones that was already here, they gaffed up and enslaved. They never liked us. This country still don't like black people. We're still fighting every day to be treated like a freaking human being. We just want to be treated no different than anybody else. We don't want to be told every day, you're black. I told y'all, and I've seen this many times before, and I go to the African continent. I don't feel like I'm black. I just feel like I'm me. I just feel like, hey, I'm a person. I'm not even thinking about black all the time. But in this country, I got to think about black day in, day out, because this white supremacist system is going to make you and remind you that you black based on the way this country is ran and the way this country weaponized other people against you to side with them. You understand? You want to talk about a stereotype for a minute? Let's talk about the violence of the white supremacists. Let's talk about January the 6th. See, you always got some so-called stereotype about the black man or even the black woman, but what about January the 6th? Well, these white supremacists, male and female, went storming the freaking Capitol. It's like y'all don't even bring that up. Y'all don't even talk about that. Y'all will talk more about Will Smith and this slap than January the 6th, when you have a bunch of white supremacists storming the Capitol. They went in there, they broke windows. They were being violent. They were being destructive of property. They were in there pooping. They pulled their pants down and pooped in the Capitol. Do y'all remember that when we covered that? They were pulling their pants down and peeing in the Capitol, smearing feces in the Capitol. These are those people. And yet you're taking your opinion about black people from those people? This is the people that you want to follow and try to get validation from them? Really? I'd rather get a validation from a freaking hyena than for I get validation from them. Y'all make me sick with this white validation nonsense that a lot of you have in America. You sick in the brain, black folk. You are sick. Something wrong with you. You have a mental disease that needs to be cured. And even Dr. Francis Crest Wilson told you you had mental health issues. The way you act, you do. I see what the sister meant by that. It's not normal. And nobody in planet Earth looks to their enemy for approval. No matter what the enemy is, your enemy don't like you, fool. They don't like you. Why are you trying to be underneath people that don't like you? And the thing is, they have shown they don't like you as a collective for hundreds of years. It's not like all of a sudden you just fell out with them. No. A lot of you want to go to your grave and making sure, well, let me wear my hat this way because you know what? I don't want them to think of me a certain way. Let me speak this way. And like I say, it don't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter. Will Smith and what he done with Chris Rock has nothing to do with me. Nothing. It has nothing to do with you. That's them. I don't care about that. But I'm so sick and tired of you boot-licking shines running around talking about this, oh, man, this going to make black people look bad. You want to talk about stereotypes? What about this white supremacist for hundreds of years sitting up here with the Klan lynching black people? What about that? What about bombing black people's churches? What about that's violent? That is a proven stereotype about them, but you never talk about the proven stereotypes and proven violence these white supremacists have done to black people. They have proven a lie to you. You talk about Tuskegee and all that. They have so much documented history how they have lied to black people, how they've been violent to black people, and you still look at them as you trust them, you honor them. Their word means something to you. You even judge how you even deal with black people based on them. Hey, you know, black people, don't you go over there by that African country. Ooh, that African country is bad. And then the same people that told you that don't go to that particular African country, you go on the plane and the plane's full of them. They lie to you constantly. I don't know what it is with y'all, but I believe that the white supremacists have built the perfect slave. The perfect slave, the perfect self-replicating slave, because only a slave would be talking like y'all. No other group cares about quote unquote stereotypes. Only you do. Only you. Will Smith don't represent me or anybody else, even as a black man. Will Smith got his money anyway. He good. Okay, they kick him out of the academy if they take the award. So? He's still good. Even if he not act in another movie again. Will Smith has made his money. Trust me, he's good. He is good. Now, they have some people say, well, we all talking about this Will Smith thing. We being distracted. I want to address that too. We need to be focusing on other important things. Well, I'm a person. I'm not like some of you. I can focus on multiple things at one time. I'm going to address anything that's affecting our community, and especially the mentality. It's not even the slap at this point with me. I can care less about that. My issue is a slave mentality that's being exposed with this slap situation, saying that what Will did set us back 100 years. You know what my opinion about that was. It'd be good he did set us back 100 years. And then now you got, oh, well, you know, he's just living up to a stereotype. I will never listen to a stereotype from a group of people that has been violent and the most vile white supremacists on the planet. I'm not going to listen to them group of people. Are black people, have we been so violent that we go drop an atomic bomb on somebody? We didn't do that. Have we been dropping bombs on innocent people in multiple countries? We haven't been doing that. We ain't stole resources. We ain't stole anything from nobody. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? And when they steal it, they done it in violence. We have not done that. Black people have never enslaved anybody. We've never done it in our recorded history. Groups of people, you know, that had nothing to do with anything. No, I know some people, some genes going to say, oh, well, in Africa, you know, they had slavery, they had indentured servitude, and you can be indentured servant, I think, maybe a few years, and then after that, you join the actual tribe. You wasn't a quote-unquote slave like here in America to the day you died. They didn't do that. No, that's not the way it worked over there. It was indentured servitude. Now, y'all have to get your act together, those of you who think like that. You know, even if you even hear that sometime with black women. Oh, she gonna make us look bad. Oh, look, Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, look at what she's doing. It's putting a stain on black women. No, it's not. It's putting a stain on her. Don't you let nobody sit up here, and because y'all go along with that mess with a slave mentality, don't you sit up here trying to say one woman represents all black women, because that's not true. Or one black man who's in the entertainment industry represents all black men or black people. That is not true. White folks fight all the time. They fight all the time on movie sets. They argue. They do all kinds of things. And Jim Carrey recently came out talking about, oh, I was so shocked. And if he would have hit me, I would have sued him for $200 million. Yeah, I know, because that's just you and your people. That's where you are. You're weak and cowards. I know. I know. You'd be press charged and everything. But what he talking? But I don't know what he's talking about, because Jim Carrey tried to hit Jerry the King Lawler on a movie set, you know, from WWE. He tried to hit him on a movie set, too. He actually threw something at him. And Jerry the King Lawler moved out of the way when he didn't get hit. That was violent, Jim Carrey. That was very violent. So what are you talking about? You could have really hurt that man by throwing something at him at a movie set. But see, people don't want to bring up, you know, these folks' history of things that they have done, right? Don't y'all ever come and listen to somebody talking about, ooh, it's a stereotype about black people. Ooh, this negative stereotype. No, 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 no. Anybody tell you that somebody, one black person is making a stereotype about you or making a stereotype about us as a community? You know, they are a slave. They are a raccoon and a slave completely. I would never listen to a group of people who has done the most violent, and they still doing violence to this day, assess me. They always projecting who they are on us. Everything they say about us, well, black people steal. Ain't nobody stole more than you. Nobody. Pookie and Ray Ray can't steal as much as you. They don't have the capability to. Everything you say about us is who you are. If y'all don't learn nothing else, that's why I tell y'all, get rid of white Jesus in your mind, because white Jesus is an idol. And that's where that comes from. When you believe in white Jesus in your mind, you look at white people as godlike. This is why you trust them. This is why no matter what they do, you forgive them for it. This is why you honor what they say, is because you equate white Jesus to white people, and you feel that they're the closest thing to white Jesus. So this is why you love and trust them so much, because you do. You love and trust them, and you honor them, and you take their word as thus saith the Lord. That's why I'm telling you, the only way you can be liberated in your mind is that you must burn and destroy the image of white Jesus. White Jesus is not true. White Jesus is an idol created by the white supremacists, given to you to try to psychologically control and damage you and keep you enslaved. And it has worked. It has worked. If you read that Bible, I told you, that's the problem. The white supremacists pull things out of the Bible so you wouldn't read it. You remember they talked about the slave Bible, how they pulled out certain pages and chapters out of the Bible, right? So black people couldn't read it because they said they felt it was going to encourage black people to revolt. That they knew they were lying to you. That's why they gave you the slave Bible. If the scriptures teach in the book of Revelation that when they seen the Lord, he had woolly hair and he had skin like bronze. Well, what color is the skin of bronze? Look like my skin color. Who got woolly hair? Well, shoot. Hey, that's like the hair on my head. Woolly hair. That's a hair on a lot of y'all head. It's woolly hair. The hair in your beard, if you got one. They didn't say it wasn't. They didn't say nothing about, oh, his hair looks stringy. It didn't say that in the scriptures. And the scriptures say, oh, he looked peach tone, or he looked almost white. The scriptures didn't teach that. So the scriptures didn't teach that. Why in the world are you black folk still got this white Jesus in your mind, and which translates into why you look at white people as angelic like? And you pay, and this is why you want their validation, because you believe in that white Jesus. I told y'all, if I walk in any of y'all churches and I see that picture of white Jesus, I'm walking out, because you got a freaking idol in your church. This is the biggest problem in the black church as it is now. You idol worship. You idol worship. Get that old, well, one black person meets a stereotype crap out your mouth. That's nothing but white validation. That's all it is. And all you're doing is being a bootlicking raccoon shine. That's all you'd be in at that moment. But anyway, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for watching this on the podcast, or listening on the podcast this morning. We greatly appreciate it. If it's your first time coming, make sure you subscribe. Now, some information that came to my lap real quick. And I need your help on this. I definitely need your help. Now, this particular channel is great with this, but I'm going to spread this message to any channel that we're working on, especially people that supports us, you know, financially on Cash App. Some people send money orders. Some people support us on Patreon. Some people support us on Super Chat. A lot of people saying, I want to help and invest, you know, definitely with this and keep going. So in order for, you know, the videos to get spread, What's happening now, and what changed, I found out, was when you are listening to the videos, and most of you do this on this particular channel, but I want to say do this on all channels that we have, and I want to keep promoting this. Make sure you leave a comment, whatever you think about the video, and click the like button, because the videos that's more commented on and the videos that seem like to be more engaged with, that's the videos that get spread a lot more. And that way more people can see this, right? That's the only way it can work. If people don't leave comments as much, if people don't leave, you know, click the like button at all, or just barely. Some people watch all the time. They don't leave a comment at all. Make sure you do that, because it helps spread it. Like I said, this channel has been very good about that. I said, but on the rest of our channels, I'm going to make sure I leave that message, especially for people who support us monthly, who invest in your time and money. And I greatly appreciate you doing that, because we definitely use every bit of that to pay our, you know, staff and the different things that we need to do. So help us out by just leaving a comment, and definitely making sure to click that like button is very, very important. That's why content creators always tell y'all that, is because of that reason, at least with the algorithm. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, outside of that, we greatly appreciate your time coming here. And we definitely see you next time.